Rick Van Nieuwenhuyse, Contango War. Good afternoon to you, my friend.
Good to see you here.
It's good to see you here. We're at PDAC and really just meeting a bunch of, meeting you, getting caught up. How's the projects going? And really, let's talk about that. Well, let's talk about gold's been ripping really since the beginning of the year. Sold off a little bit here, but we're really pretty stable. The shares really have had a minor sell-off. Well, a good sell-off, I would say, here in the last week or two.
Yep.
But tell me about Contango Ore, the shares there, and really the overall price of gold. Just walk me through all that.
Want to start with the price of gold?
Let's start with that, yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, it's not quite at an all-time high, but it's heading back in that direction again.
Yeah.
And, you know, look, we've got a lot of volatility. We have tariff talks, and it's all good for gold. So I don't expect gold to take any sort of a major hit backwards. I mean, it certainly could retrench a bit, but, I mean, $2,800 gold is a good gold price. $2,900 gold is a great gold price. So we're in production. We're making money. We're delivering into the hedge position. The higher the gold price goes, the more money we make. So it's kind of, you know, business as usual. We're going to produce 60,000 ounces of gold this year at Manh Choh, and everything's operating as it should. We're actually in the middle of our first gold pour, the first batch for the 2025 year, and we'll have four this year. We process Manh Choh ore in the middle month of each quarter, roughly. Mm-hmm. And so we started a couple of weeks ago in February, and we'll by the middle of March we'll be done, guiding 15,000 to 18,000 ounces for our 30% share of Manh Choh. And so
congratulations. I mean, really. And I am a shareholder to all of those out there. And I want to mention that what really made you guys attractive to me is that you were cash flowing. And your cash flowing has been about 9 months ago. And I really like the model, if you would. That was very attractive to me because you're really using that mostly to finance your other projects, if you would, just like seeing what you got and then putting it back into, finance the other projects. So tell me about what else do you have going on there? Tell me about that.
Yeah, so, you know, just to cover it off, we're going to produce 6,000 ounces this year. Higher the gold price goes, the more money we make. Obviously, we got to deliver in the hedges. Life of mine at $2,500 gold price. Mm-hmm. We're going to have free cash flow after hedges pay off, after the debt's paid off, of $150 million.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's pretty good.
That's great news.
For a junior company. And I think at this year price, we're steel.
Yeah.
So the other projects, Lucky Shot, is we've got a small but very high-grade resource there, and we're following the same model we did with Manh Choh.
Yeah.
You have high grade, you have a high-quality ore body. We're fully permitted at Lucky Shot, so we can mine the ore, put it in a box, and transport it to an existing mill and tailings facility. And that's that direct shipping ore DSO model is how we want to operate. Mm-hmm. It just takes too long to permit projects, and even the current administration, until they get meaningful permitting reform through Congress, and permitting reform has to really sort of equal litigation reform. Mm-hmm. You can't get your permits and then expect to spend another 3 or 4 years arguing about it in court. So until that's done, our model we think is the right model for us and for a junior company who wants to be a cash flowing and make money, mm-hmm. which is, I think, ultimately what shareholders really want. So Lucky Shots is a good project for executing that model. It's fully permitted, so we get get the drilling done, get a mine plan put in place, and deliver the rock to a mill. At Johnson Tract, similar setup, close to infrastructure, and then it's only 20 miles from the coast. Mine it, put the rocks in the box, and then you're on the ocean. You know, kind of the world's your oyster in terms of where you send it. We're having conversations about sending it to the Far East, but there are other places closer by that might actually make more sense. So we're going to spend a fair bit of time this year talking. I'll call them sort of strategic discussions on where do we partner with to process Lucky Shot and Johnson Tract ore.
Can you work that out a little bit more for me, or is there you under an NDA, or you just
can't? Yeah, we can't talk too much details. I mean, because we are under NDA with a number of groups. We'll have a PEA, a preliminary economic assessment, out on Johnson Tract within a month. These things always take longer than you wish they would, but we're getting through, you know, through the short strokes. And in the U.S. under SK 1300, you have to announce and publish at the same time. In under 43.1 in Canada, you've got a
5-day
window, but in the U.S., it's you can't put your press release out until the report's got a bow on it. So we're getting that done. So, but it's a very robust project, especially with a DSO model.
Right.
You know, lower footprint, lower capital, startup costs. Obviously, we're going to pay some for transportation. Mm-hmm. At Manh Choh, we have basically a seven at the new gold price that we've done the resource. That's basically a little over 7 grams per ton. It costs about a gram to transport the ore. You have a lot of, 6 grams to make some money on.
Right. A lot of good margins.